Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. Starting off this week's Out of the Woods for you, that would be Sean Colvin and Steve Earl. Yeah, new CD self-titled. It's called Colvin and Earl, and that track was called Tell Me Moses, produced by Buddy Miller. Real neat new CD. Definitely recommend checking that one out. Well, hey, welcome to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Culkard. We'll be with you here for the next 3 hours, spinning mostly acoustic music. We have a jam-packed show for you. We have a lot of tribute stuff later in the show for the late Dave Swarbrick, and going to play some Ferris and Jason Romero. They had a bit of a tragedy recently, so we're going to talk about that. We also have new music from Brigid May Power, Jonah Tolchin. What else we got? We got brand new Sarah Jarosz this week. Make sure you stick around for that. And also Paul Simon, brand new, later in the show. But first things first, we have live music here in the studio this week, coming all the way from Winnipeg, up there in Manitoba. We've got the Small Glories, Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards together. You might know Kara Luft as a former member, a founding member of the Waylon Jennies, and a Juno Award winner, which is basically the Canadian version of the Grammys. Some might argue they're better. I would. And JD, he has his own band, the JD Edwards Band. They've been together since 2006. And for the last couple of years, they've been touring around as a duo, Kara Luft and JD Edwards, the Small Glories. We're going to get right into that first thing here, I think, and going to take you for the first hour of the show this week. But it's definitely not boring. We had a lot of fun, and we're going to do that for you right now. Here they are, the Small Glories and Had I Paid on Out of the Woods.
I'll hold out my 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight, some say. Gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. Yeah, well, I'm hoping I'm an older man. I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love to the ones I belong to. I ain't treating you right. Oh, and all my life I've been afraid.
Small Glories. And yeah. They are here, yes. Live in the studio here on Out of the Woods with you. J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft, all the way from Winnipeg.
Yes.
Manitoba.
That's right.
Canada.
Canada.
Canada, eh?
As they say it out in the east, I guess.
C-A-N-A-D-A?
It's nice that you can even joke about themselves. Canadians are so polite.
Whatever, John.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, welcome, guys, to New Dampshire.
Yeah.
It's very damp out there today.
New Dampshire. But it's our first time here, and we're excited to be here.
We're damn sure.
We're damn sure about being in New Dampshire.
Yeah, all right. And you got that new CD out just finally in the United States, finally available.
Yes.
Yeah, called Wondrous Traveler. And that's what you're doing, traveling.
Yeah, we say we're professional drivers who sometimes play music for a living.
Very good. So you're sort of, by the time folks hear this, you will have just wrapped up your big U.S. radio tour.
Yeah.
And then summertime hits and then all kinds of fun stuff, right?
Yeah, we're starting stuff out on the east coast of Canada, then we go to Ontario, and then we go to Manitoba, and then the rest of the summer we're kind of crisscrossing from the west to the east a little bit. And we get back down to the States in September for the Sisters Folk Festival in Oregon. So that's kind of be our first drop down, I guess, in the fall. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, maybe we get you to play another one for us.
All righty.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, ha.
Where you roam, time wanders on.
The Small Glories, once again, for you here on Out of the Woods. J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft down from Canada.
Yes, sir.
And working that new CD, Wondrous Traveler. What was the title of that song there?
It's a song called Time Wanders On. And it talks a lot about the beauty of Alberta. It was written in Alberta, my home province, with a wonderful English artist named Bella Hardy. And so JD and I often joke that we want to sell the song to Travel Alberta for all their promotional videos, and we could make hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
There you go. Lots of loonies.
Lots of loonies.
And toonies.
And toonies.
Keep the Canadian humor flowing, folks.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yay.
Yay.
Super. Well, I was reading up some of what was sent to me before your arrival, and I was really taken by the story of how you guys ended up performing together. Maybe you can tell the folks about that.
Well, Kara and I, we've known each other for some time, a little bit, and we didn't know each other too well before we started singing together. It was more of acquaintances, you know. Our careers have sort of run parallel with one another until the West End Cultural Center, which is a great iconic theater in Winnipeg, they were having their 25th anniversary, and the artistic director invited all of these Manitoban artists together to celebrate the theater, you know, and we'd all played there at over the years, and he paired a bunch of us off. He paired Kara and I off, because he thought it would be pretty good, and I would have to agree with him. I'm looking at, you know, thinking about it in retrospect, I think he did it was a good idea.
But an evil genius move.
Yeah, right. And we were to sing a couple of songs. Everyone had to do a couple of songs from by artists from Manitoba, or songs written by Manitoban artists. And so we did a Greg McPherson tune, which is, he's a great local artist from Winnipeg, and it's one of the tracks on our record called 1,000 Stars. And we ended up doing a Neil Young tune called Don't Let It Bring You Down, too. We know Neil spent a little bit of his time growing up in Winnipeg. And so, you know, it was great. The audience really loved it. We thought it sounded great. And, you know, a year had gone by. Kara had come back to the theater to do a show of her own, and asked me to come and be a part of the band. And during those times when we were rehearsing, she was talking about a tour that she was going to go on, and the side guy that she had scheduled to go on tour with had some conflicts with some dates, so he couldn't do it. And I piped up and I said, "Hey, why don't you take me along?" You know. And she said, "Okay." And and you know, to make a long story short, by the end of that tour, you know, we became the Small Glories and had a record. And you know, two years later, we're here in the woods. You know, it sort of goes like that. Yeah.
That's the good Coles Notes version. I love it. Yes.
Very nice. Yeah. So the whole point of that original event was to sort of pair people up who were not necessarily similar.
Well, right? The idea was people who had never sung together before or were of different genres. So JD and I played, like he said, you know, we were parallel career paths in terms of we played a lot of the same places. But for whatever reason, we had never actually heard the other person sing. And we were never on the same bill at the same time. So I think we kind of shocked a lot of people, because no one would have thought of putting us together when they heard me do my stuff and they heard JD do his stuff. I think they just thought, oh, we'll just randomly put these two together because it'll be interesting. But I don't think anybody actually knew that it would actually, vocally, we would sound so tight. Yeah.
Yeah, and you certainly do. You certainly do.
Yeah.
So what you got next for us?
Ooh, what about Way Over Yonder? Because you're in that. Does that work? Hello, there's a cat here who wants to be part of the band.
That would be Bunny.
Bonnie or Bunny?
Bunny, like the rabbit.
Because she eats rabbits?
I'm not sure exactly. We got her from a rescue and she came with
the
name.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting for rabbits. Wabbits. My name is Bunny.
She is a wascal.
Well, this song that we're going to do is an old Woody Guthrie tune made famous by Billy Bragg and on a record called Mermaid Avenue. This song is called Way Over Yonder in the minor key. We've put our own little spin on it, and this is a the Small Glories arrangement and version of the song. But we really love singing it. And gosh, if you guys out there were able to see this performance, you'd see Kara doing a pretty sweet dance in the middle of it. She does a sweet cowboy dance move. That, gosh, would you love to see it? Oh, John's going to videotape it, so maybe he'll post that. Anyway,
I don't wipe out.
Anyway, we really hope you enjoy this, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like me.
There you go.
The small glories. Yeah. So, that was something else.
It's good, right? It was good.
I think your cats have run away now.
I think it's because of your bass player there. Those big feet right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry, kitty cat.
They can stay over there. That's perfectly fine while we're doing this. Great tune there, The Small Glories, J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft. And didn't Billy Bragg do the arranging and the melody for that?
Yeah.
It's all the lyrics that were Woody's, right?
That were Woody's, that's right.
But we kind of do like a Way of Yonder in the major
key.
I took the minor key out. Oh, that's all right.
Sorry, you're still getting all the royalty money.
I'm just amazed at how much materials out there that they keep coming up with, because so many people have done that theme of taking Woody's lyrics and mixing it up. Del McCurry has a new one out called Del and Woody. And it's, Nora, is that who it is? Nora Guthrie brought more lyrics to Del.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Very cool.
I know there was thousands, but I don't know the number exactly on how many tunes were written without music, but I feel like there might be just...
boxes,
lots and lots and lots.
They got to be getting down to the bottom of the pile by now.
Actually, I got a chance to play that song for Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday, and I was in Ottawa, and she was there. And I remember she came up afterwards. She was like, "That's really cute, Jody." That was really cute. And I was just like, thanks.
Is that a compliment? I don't know.
It was very, cute. Very cute.
Well, I'm glad you did it in honor of my trash can.
Yes, coolest trash can I've seen in quite some time.
We have Woody Guthrie stenciled onto our garbage can outside here at the homestead for you folks out there. But very cool. All right, let me see. What did I write down here? I had some things I wanted to ask you about. Oh, yeah, you guys did coloring books? Did I see coloring books out there?
Oh, yes, we did coloring books. You know, we being a musician, you know, we joked and said we're professional drivers who sometimes play music for a living, and we're musicians who sometimes sell CDs or our music at our shows. We usually have been finding you sell other merchandise items because there seems to be this disconnect between music and people don't really want to physically own music necessarily. In the folk scene, it's a little more... it's a little friendlier that way. People will actually buy your CD because they want to support you, or they might buy your vinyl or whatever. But I did an experiment a couple of years ago where I started selling socks at my shows because I was known for wearing very fun colored stripy socks. And what was happening is I would sell 45 pairs of socks at a show and 3 CDs. I thought, okay, there is a major disconnect here. I'm obviously not a sock designer or a sock maker, but people want something that they feel is tactile and there's more substance or something than a CD. I have no idea. But we thought, well, what else could we sell at our shows that would be representative of us and be really fun? And the gal who did all of our artwork for our album, hand drew this beautiful, like the artwork is quite a big piece it's a pen and ink drawing, and it's a big piece of work. And she's just super creative. And I was talking with a friend in England. She said, "You guys should make coloring books." And I thought, oh my God, I'm texting JD right now. So I texted him from England. He was back home in Canada. I'm like, "Coloring books, what do you think?" And I think you said something like, "If it sells, great." So what we did is we had the gal who did our art. She drew a picture for each of the songs on the album. And then we have the lyrics on the page. So the first song is Had I Paid, and there's a picture of JD singing, and people can color that in. The next page is a picture of me playing the banjo on one of the songs. The next page, you know, like there's something that represents the song for each of the pages. And so far people are eating it up and they're selling like hotcakes.
Well, yes, the trendy thing right now, adult coloring books, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, the kids are loving it too. Like all my friends are buying them for their their kids. So I've been filming various kids coloring in and sending, posting a few pictures of JD all, I think you were orange in one of the pictures. And so it's been...
I do like carrots.
It's fun. It's been a very fun thing to do.
Yeah, as, like I mentioned to you earlier today, I was having a bit of a YouTube fest.
Oh, right.
I started out watching all Small Glories videos, you know, live stuff, and then I just let it go into you, and it just kind of kept going, and I got to see you rolling down a hill.
Oh, rolling down a hill in Essex.
And then I got to see the coloring book.
Right.
And also you playing the banjo and some kid doing a silly dance next to you.
Real quality video out there, I think.
Not only can they play and sing like gangbusters, folks, they're kooks. It's worth it. Go check out YouTube. Punchin' Small Glories, Punchin' Careloft. I haven't checked out any solo JD stuff.
It's there, man.
It's there.
I'll have to do that next, but I ran out of time today.
There's a good video, Pocket Gigs. If you type in JD Edwards Pocket Gigs, it's a good one.
Pocket Gigs. Okay, there you go. Well, folks, we should take a quick little break, and we'll come back with something else right after this.